This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes past 4 p.m. Maybe that'll be my new thing. Just picking people up.
You know, I like it.
What I'll be known for.
You should pick up every audience member on Thursday night.
I like it.
Not in hugs.
That way we don't even have to worry about doing a show
in the
at
meet
that
and
point.
Greet.
Just no, like, just for the show. Just get, like, go get in around. A line. Yeah.
What did I miss?
Just me picking people up.
The back crack move. Yeah. Man, the first time somebody did that to me, it was a revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
That's maybe good. I'll compete with a joint. Maybe I'll just open a place where I just pick you up and crack you once.
Yeah.
It's like the episode of The Simpsons where Homer finds the trash can that'll fix your back. Remember that one? Yes. It's just Dave in a
what
garage.
What do you call that place? The Crack Shack.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
You're my partner.
It's just one move.
Yeah.
Your appointment is 30 seconds.
Yeah. And if they're little like Sue, I'll throw them through the damn ceiling.
It's not just one move. He did three moves on me.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I only know the one. Cross arm, lift, and bounce.
That was the first one.
What was the third one, Wiggins?
Then he did some weird thing and made me fart on him.
And the third one was a French kiss.
Oh, yeah.
The third one, he just held me tenderly and sang to me.
I just put my hand on his face.
And looked in his eye and made eye contact.
Told him how special he was to me.
Seems right.
That one made me feel better than the first two.
I bet it does.
How's your heart feeling now, Wiggins?
Yeah. Yeah, you're healing their body and their soul.
Yeah. There you go. Crack Shack.
At the Crack Shack.
So speaking of DGS 5, me picking up everyone, no kidding around, tomorrow at about noon, we pull the tickets and give them away to VIPs.
Mm.
Like, there's a gazillion people wanting free tickets, and we've held them at bay, and they're still on sale now. There's about 100 tickets left in the balcony, and somewhere in the middle of the day tomorrow, they'll give them away. So I want you guys to be able to come. We've already sold like 600 tickets, which is double what we've ever sold before.
Mm-hmm.
It will be full. Whether it's a sellout or it's a give 50 tickets away.
Right.
So 971talk.com/DGS live.
Can't believe it's here.
It's here.
I know, right?
Right?
We're here. It's going to be cool.
And that Thursday, so this coming Thursday, we will be here. Me, Ryan, Tony, and Sue will be here from 3 to 5. And then from 5 to 7, Tim Jones is going to do kind of like a little version of the Tim Jones show.
I like it.
So you'll still have something to listen to, but we are going to get down to the Sheldon Concert Hall.
Yeah.
So.
This
it's going to be so fun.
It's completely apropos of nothing, but being a marketer, I've done close to 100,000 live endorsements. For real. I know something about ads.
Yeah. You make it easy to sell the Crack Shack.
And I judge them harshly. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, Nick and I are watching the game, and a KFC commercial comes on. And I see where it's going. It's the Colonel and a Cinnabon, and they have a bike accident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already just like calling crap on it. And then at the end, he holds up this biscuit that's also, it's a KFC biscuit Cinnabon. And I'm like, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
Harlan, you
I'll
got
eat
me.
That.
Yeah. But I was literally just crapping on him. Then I'm like, you know what? That looks pretty good.
It's kind of like...
But see, you didn't even have to do that first part.
Yeah,
you
just show me the biscuit.
Yeah.
Could have just shown it.
True.
From the very beginning.
We sell these.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Take my money.
Look at this. You're right. That's that's kind of like the old... Was it the Reese's commercial? You got peanut butter on my chocolate?
Yeah, really
got
chocolate on my peanut
butter. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, they got a car accident and they go...
Oh.
Those were great, though.
Yeah, they kind of... Mm-hmm.
Those...
Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah, it did.
That taco shell is made out of what? Chips? Yeah, I'll probably buy one of those.
Right.
Like,
we're way simpler than you think we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've got us figured out. Because McDonald's for a while tried to go healthy.
Right.
And their stock plummeted.
Yeah.
People wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
And so Taco Bell's like, I'll one-up you.
Yeah. Rage, got headlines?
I do. And headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. An 8-count of Schnucks hamburger and hot dog buns are just 99 cents today and tomorrow. Pick some up today. 99 cents.
Giving them away.
Prince Carl, let me try that again. There is no such person as Prince Carl. Prince Charles agrees to meet Trump during a controversial new state
visit. Let's not call Middleman that.
Prince Carl. Yeah, last time Trump came to the United Kingdom, there were all these protests and people are upset about it. You remember the big baby Trump balloon that they flew all around Europe? So lame. But Prince Charles has agreed to meet with him this time. People are speculating that they will talk about climate change during their meeting because Prince Charles is big time activist on that. Trump is more of a skeptic. Interesting to see how
Prince Charles is going to be king too, sooner than later.
You think so? I thought they'd all. I thought she.
Skip. You think they?
Yeah,
skip
I thought
him?
She had said that she was going to skip him.
I thought that was the rumor for a long time.
Yeah,
but
I've heard that rumor, but
let the guy be king.
If you're Prince Charles. And you've gone through everything you've gone through. Yeah. Whether you've brought some of it's your own fault. But if you're him, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to freaking be king.
Yeah.
At least for a little
put
while.
Put a pillow king in that old lady's face.
He said that not too long ago. Not that exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, man, I can't believe she's living this long.
Well, he's older than
that's
me.
That's his mother.
I know. That's why it was a funny article.
I could see a world where he serves as king for 5 years or something and then steps down, but he's not going to just not be king.
Well, according to people, and we know that they know everything, despite the rumors, it's false. Prince Charles will indeed be the next British monarch.
Of course. Okay, help me out here. If the old lady dies, he's king.
Yep.
Does that mean Camilla Parker Bowles is queen?
She's like queen consort is the title. Something like that.
They tweak it so it's
technically,
not...
Technically, Kate will never be queen, but she'll have the title of, like, queen consort.
Okay, so if Charles died, nothing Camilla.
No.
Right, Will. It's straight to Will.
That
goes
is
to Will.
A shame.
Really?
I want to live in a world where that horse face is the queen.
Yikes.
That seems harsh.
Yeah, it's a little...
Yeah. No. No, Dave... That was fine.
Thanks.
That was completely
fine. I
liked
when he called the innocent woman horse face. That was good.
I think they feel me.
The U.S. is going to lift the steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico. This was confirmed yesterday in a tweet by the president.
Did you say he's older than you? He's way older than
you. Yeah, no, because she's around my mom's age.
Oh, we're still on this?
And so I was trying to think of, like, if my mom were queen... Because my mom's not ever going to die.
He's quite a bit older than you, I think.
Yeah, I think he's
close
70.
To 70.
He's 70.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was young when she had him then. Isn't she 92, 93?
Mm-hmm. She's 93.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to go to the next story or you guys want to keep talking?
We're milking this one pretty good.
Okay. We could keep going with that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ford is going to cut 7,000 jobs by August. Oh. Really sad, including 900 this week. It's part of a restructuring plan designed to save the automaker $600 million annually.
Does it say who or what level?
They're going to start with about 10% of its white-collar workforce across the globe.
Okay, real question. Let's get past the obvious, the emotion. Does a company, a corporation like Ford, have a duty, obligation, responsibility to its employees, or only to itself and its shareholders? Like, if this is the right move, is this what they should do?
Do you mean they have a moral obligation just to keep people on board because they're employing people?
You can't damage the health of the company, but you should make every effort. You should explore every option before.
Yeah.
Laying people off.
So this doesn't affect their hourly workers in the factory. What does it say about me that I feel better about the fact that it's white collar workers losing their jobs than hourly factory workers?
I get it. I don't disagree.
Yeah, but is that even morally correct?
No.
Probably not.
No.
No. Because white collar workers have families too.
I know. But for some reason, it makes me feel a little better.
You know why I think that is? Having been a white collar worker, I think that we think white collar workers are full of crap. I think most of us look at them and go,
I think they think they're rich. Like they're well, yeah, you already have enough money.
They'll go work at another corporation. They have a degree. They'll be fine. That's the way I look at it.
Whatever you're doing, it's probably not that important. Having been one.
You're faking your way through
this. Yeah, you're not really that necessary.
If you're white collar. Yeah. If you're blue collar, you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm wrong. Not that wrong. But like blue collar, if you're putting a door on, I need you to put that door on.
Right.
Unless there's a robot.
You can't fake putting the door on.
Yes. But if you're a white collar and it's your job to have meetings about the guys with the doors on, I can probably do without you.
Yeah.
This isn't really a headline, but I thought this was an interesting story. In New York City, they're considering fining people for texting and walking. The fines would start at between $25 to $50 and could go up to $250 if it's your third offense. I guess if there's enough accidents going on because people are looking at their phones, but my goodness, we need the government to tell us not to text and walk.
I think that's the last place you need that rule because New Yorkers kind of take care of themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can your court defense be, no, I was playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Just
I wasn't
texting.
I was eating a hash brown.
Yeah, exactly.
It looked like a phone.
I've said this since I've had the show, that when you are elected to any legislative body, you should not be able to pass any law or sponsor any law until you remove 10.
Mm.
Like you need to go through and find 10 laws that are dumb and help get them removed. Then you can try
That's
to
like
make up a new law.
Trump with regulations.
That's what Trump's doing.
Yeah.
He said, what was it? For every one executive order, he would get rid of two, or for every one regulation, he'd eliminate two.
It's been more than that, too.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
426 DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
I have kind of a political... Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk weather first, okay?
Can we do sure,
that?
Sure, yeah, oh, yep. Whatever you want.
So we don't forget. Only because tomorrow, especially tomorrow evening, I think we're going to really have some rock and roll stuff. There's no problems this evening, no problems most of the overnight. There's two waves coming in. First is going to be first thing in the morning, non-severe, but there will be a couple of thunderstorms around first thing in the morning, prime time, 4 a.m. to about 8 a.m. Not going to be raining that whole time. The second batch is the one we need to be concerned about, prime time, 6 p.m. to midnight. This is Tuesday night. I think in the immediate St. Louis area, probably 9 o'clock or so, if I had to put one time on it, but it will be marching west to east very quickly. It's going to be a pretty intense squall line. The storms aren't going to last very long, probably about 20 minutes in any particular neighborhood, but they're capable of heavy rain, flash flooding, intense, dangerous lightning, high winds, possible small spin-up tornadoes, and a little bit of hail. They're not going to be big hail makers, but there will be some. Wind is going to be the big feature. And then we're sunny and near 90 on Wednesday.
How about Thursday?
Thursday looking okay right now.
It's all that matters.
It's all that matters, though.
Yep. I know.
Good.
Were there any crazy... this morning, all the meteorologists nationally were saying that the Midwest was going to see some pretty crazy storms today. Did that happen anywhere?
Yes, that's starting to kick up now, but we're really talking, late afternoon into the early evening for that with the daytime heating. The video of tornadoes over the weekend was incredible.
Yeah, those were incredible. Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think of storm chasers? I saw that one dipweed got stuck again. He keeps like...
He's got this armor-plated vehicle. That's what he does. He was caught outside. His crew was caught outside in this thing. That's stupid. It's just stupid. Now, he made the news, got his video on TV, which is the goal of these guys. I don't know. I just, they're for the most part, they're all trained meteorologists, so I feel better about that. But it gives confidence to too many people who don't know what they're looking at.
He had a title this morning. I saw him on one of the morning shows, and he called himself, or they called him, and I think an extreme meteorologist. It was a something. It was adjective meteorologist.
Gee, let's see. Is that kind of like the polar vortex and the supermoon?
Yeah, I was like, Where do you go to school to get your extreme meteorologist?
Nowhere.
Dave, I wanted to thank you for promoting on your Facebook, Dave Murray's Weather, that you're going to drop the summer forecast here first.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
This is the place for it. 4:30 Thursday, the summer forecast, June, July, August.
And that's a week from this Thursday.
No, it's this Thursday.
No, it's this Thursday.
It's DGS5 and the summer forecast are coming out on the same day.
What more could you want in a day?
I didn't think legally we could do that.
It's a big day.
We paid the fines. We're doing it.
I will be at the Sheldon preparing, and I will stop what I'm doing and listen to the summer forecast. I got to know.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's must-listen radio.
All right. I have a terribly formulated question in my brain. Okay? So, and I think I know the answer to this, and it's just that people suck. But this morning, I was watching something, and they were showing a map, and some, I think it's 33 states now have similar abortion laws to Missouri and Alabama in the works and looking like they're going to pass. So why is it that when most of the country seems to want gay marriage, we go, hey, most of the country wants this. Get on board. Or most of the country wants pot legalized. Come on. It's a foregone conclusion. But why is it that if 33 states say, we want more restrictions on abortions, the other side goes, well, that's just dumb. We're not going to listen to you. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. Is it just as simple as we want what we want? And
I think it's just a more polarizing issue. I think it's just a more emotional issue.
More than gay marriage?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
Are you saying on a federal level?
I'm just saying,
just sort of human nature.
Yeah.
That it seems to me quite hypocritical to even argue, well, look at how many of the states want this. This should be a good thing. If it goes against you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
St. Louis wants to know what Dave Murray thinks about that.
Oh, thanks.
But my question is, so are you saying that since the majority of the states want more restrictions, then it should become federal law?
No, I believe almost everything should be states. I believe that if you want an abortion in Vermont, go get it. And if you can't get it in Missouri, you're SOL.
Yeah. Is that what happened with gay marriage? It was like the majority of the states want it, so we're just going to make it federal law?
No. It was a court decision that made it federal law.
But I think that definitely, I don't think the Supreme Court justices look at polls, but I think that it absolutely matters that there is a wave of support, overwhelming support for gay marriage.
I do too, but that one was, I don't know if you can compare that with abortion, because abortion has been this very long issue over 40-something years now, where gay marriage, I mean, you remember what year was it that California banned it? I mean, they put it up for proposition, and they banned gay marriage not long before it was legalized nationwide. So that was a very rapidly evolving public opinion on that issue, whereas abortion's not been that.
I was just a little surprised that 33 states have it in the works.
Yeah.
I was surprised that there's that much support.
We'll see how many of them go through, though. Because, you know, you have Alabama and Missouri, but then you also have Vermont and Illinois that are passing laws that are the opposite. Illinois just passed their law this year that made it one of the easiest states to get an abortion, and Vermont did the same thing. So,
do you think this is showing an overall wave of the country kind of saying, yeah, we need to rein in abortion? 33 states?
I think at least the legislatures, yes. And if the legislatures are supposed to be representative of their constituents, then you can make an argument that that means that a large group of people somehow lately have made a renewed push that, no, we don't want this. We don't like this.
Then why not put it on the ballot?
Amen. That's great.
Why not put all this stuff on the ballot?
Yep.
Instead of
let people vote.
A legislation say, oh, yeah, we're going to do this because everybody in our state thinks this is true.
I wonder
I
wonder if thought experiment. If 1776, we would have had anything like the kind of technology we have now, where, let's face it, we could have things pop up on your phone and say, hey, we're voting on this today. What do you think? And you hit yes or no or in or out. Whether we would have anything like this form of government. Because back then it was literally, you know, I'm going to ride my horse to visit these people who have no way of having a say in the government, and I'm going to speak for 1,000 people, and I'm going to Philadelphia, or I'm going to, you know, whatever, it's almost obsolete. We really should have some say. I'm not saying that that the people's vote on their iPhone should control, but we should have some sort of, like, I don't know, that we are some kind of another co-equal part of the government beyond just elections. Mm-hmm. Because I think the representative election system it's broken.
Man, what you just described scares me to death, though. Can you imagine major legislation, people just Facebook voting on it?
Oy.
But does that scare you because you're afraid of your fellow Americans and how dumb they are?
Yes. Well, I'm afraid that it would be so flippant for anybody, even including me, that I wouldn't really research it, and it would just be, how's the question worded?
Yeah, exactly.
So isn't that necessarily then that you believe that the politicians are our superiors and they're going to make better decisions than the citizens?
I believe they're in office to spend more time on those things than we can.
Do you think they do?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I think they'd spend more time than I do.
I think that's the concept.
I think every...
But I don't think they do anymore.
No. I think every law should be decided by a vote.
I really don't think that any politician cares what the people they work for want, other than, is this going to get me reelected?
That's it.
I don't think they care at all. I think it's special interest and lobbies and money.
I'm sure some of them do, but it's a very small small percentage.
Now, I agree with you, Ryan, that if you did have an app on your cell phone and every Tuesday it was voting time, that's a lot of trust to put in the American people. But what's that saying about us, that we wouldn't trust ourselves?
Right.
I think it's just saying that everything, it would reduce big legislation or small legislation to the equivalent of, hey, take this personality test. It all would just get blended into nothing. And I just don't think we'd make, myself included, would make good decisions. I believe more in voting for a representative who, at least in theory, would spend the time, whether he's having his aides do it, he's not doing it, whatever it is, or she's not doing it, they're spending more time on it, on all of these things, than I could.
I agree with Wiggins.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes!
Yeah, but what if there was, let's just say, a handful of major laws, not every law, but a handful of hot-button laws that, come November, we voted on.
Well, that is what we do, isn't it?
Well, we do it with amendments and things like that. But wouldn't you put some homework into that?
Yeah, I would for the specific amount that we already kind of do.
And if you're not putting in your homework, you're not putting in homework on who you vote for. So
right. What's
the difference?
But I am putting homework into who I vote for and some of these amendments. But I just don't think if it was every Tuesday... Would you have time to do
that?
No,
I agree with that. I don't think you could do it every week. I think it needs to be in when we normally do it, in November. Maybe it would get more people out to vote.
Would it be meaningful if we just assume that we have the technology and it's not going to get hacked? Would it be meaningful, do you think, that, hey, Congress is about to take this up, they're about to vote on gay marriage, and in 10 minutes, we're going to have this vote from everyone's iPhone. Okay, it's 200 million to 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be helpful information? Would it help
to keep
them honest?
Should be.
What keeps going through my mind is a thing I saw on Facebook today. It's one of those quizzes where a woman on the street had a map of the entire world, and she was stopping people and saying, can you point to one country on this map? Somebody pointed to Australia and said, is that Canada? And I think, this is frightening to me.
I don't
That is frightening.
I
don't disagree with you.
Yes.
But this is us.
Right.
We can't pretend this isn't us. Yeah.
That's true.
This is the United States of America.
I get what Ryan's saying, though. Like, I want to know how these questions are being worded.
Right.
Because any bill could be spun in any way, or you could pick out the pieces of pork and
be
like,
is.
Well, blah. I know, but whenever
they do that
it's
now.
The thing that's scary is someone who is not at all informed, if they get a question that's like, well, do you want blah, like, just make it sound great, even though it's not. That's really frightening.
They pass bills like that now. That's how Clean Missouri passed.
Every day.
Can't you pass any law that way, pretty much? I mean, can't you get
It's all about the language anything, on the ballot. Yeah.
Anything you want,
research.
You can put on the ballot, pretty
Except
much, right?
Except that somebody who has the wherewithal to go to the polls at least may know something or has some sort of strong urge to do it. If it's just out on social media, I could be clicking through one day and go, oh my gosh, I totally like that.
That's a great point, Sue, because we talk on this show all the time about you should show your ID when you go to vote, and if you're so damn lazy and you're so broke that you can't afford the $20 state ID, then you don't deserve to do it. But then we're going to make it easier to just push it through to an iPhone. I get that you want someone to show a little bit of dedication to the process.
Yes. And think about, the fraud that goes on when you do show an ID. Imagine if it was iPhone voting.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Like, hey, I'm not even going to vote on that. Well, give me your phone. I'll vote for you.
Exactly.
But most of your arguments are we're too stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's what it all comes down to.
It's not that we're too stupid, but then how do you explain then why I think everyone on this show has agreed you need to be able to get down to the polling place and show your ID? It's stupid if you can't get yourself to do that, and it's condescending to assume people can't. If we hold that as something that is true, then to change it and to just put it on the phone and let everyone do it from their bed, those just don't jive.
Well, I think they do. I think both can be true. I think that under the current system, it is terribly racist to say that, for example, a voter ID law is going to inordinately affect African Americans. And the
because
argument there is they're
license.
Not capable.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's the worst sort of head-patting soft racism.
Agreed.
I can believe that and yet also think that our current form of government is at least anachronistic, if not obsolete. And when we have this technology where we can at least get input from people that we don't.
Yeah, my deal with having an ID, why you should have your ID, is because you ought to be able to prove that you are who you are and that you're a citizen and you can only vote once. It's not to do the work or have put in the time to go, and in this thought experiment, you're already, if there's no fraud in the way we do the phone, which, again,
yeah,
that's just the rule. That's just the rules that we've created
yeah,
in our world.
I'm having a hard
world.
Time suspending my disbelief.
Sure,
on that
but
one.
That's the reason I think you should have your license is just the to
same,
eliminate
the same way
the fraud behind
that
it.
I would legitimately be in favor of kicking everyone out of Congress, every single one, and replacing them with random people. I would trust the American citizenry, as knuckle dragging as we may be, to these idiots we have there who I
as
think
much,
are dirty.
For sure.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. The sponsor of DGS5 is here. Skip Weber's in the house. Tickets are going to be gone tomorrow about noon because we pull them and give them to important people. So if you want to buy one, go to 971talk.com/DGS between now and the middle of the day. Skip's holding up his. And Skip just had a great idea. We had this whole discussion. I just filled him in on what it was. And Skip was saying that at minimum, with the modern technology we have now, that our Congress people should have that technology so that it's like, hey, if you'd like to be a part of this, you'd like to be part of my advisory council, then here you go. I'm about to vote on this this abortion bill. What do you guys think? Oh, look at that. 80% of my constituents are against it or for it or what have you. And then,
he can still do whatever he wants.
Do whatever he wants.
But it should be public record how often he or she votes with what the constituents say.
Interesting.
And so every vote cycle comes up and says, you know what? 60% of the time he voted what we said.
Yeah.
I think that
would be
a great way of doing it.
Rather than just like crushing each other for Game of Thrones, maybe we could use this technology for something actually useful.
Crushing each other would be cool too.
Or porn.
Yeah.
Should I pick Skip up?
Oh, yeah. Yes. If you can pick Andrew up, I bet you could give Skip a try.
I'd have to get him low.
You can't pick Skip up.
Oh, Skip's, now I got to try.
Skip's a team lift. Yeah, you for sure can pick Skip up.
You think I can pick you up?
You should pick him up like a cheerleader, like pick him up by one leg. Yeah.
I am positive.
You're so tall, I'm afraid you'll hit the ceiling.
I am positive you can pick him up.
I think you probably could, although neither one of you guys could budge me at all when we were playing pool basketball.
No, well, if you don't listen.
No kidding.
I know.
He is not lying about that.
I know that I could pick you up, and I know Dave could pick you up, but I also know that we couldn't pick you up unless you let us pick you up.
Yeah, if you just went dead weight, just go dead weight.
Fine, I'll pick Skip.
I think you could, yeah.
Rachel's going to do it.
I think Rachel could do it.
When we were playing pool basketball, that's when it gets real.
Yep.
Like, you know what? I'm sick of this guy dunking over me. I'm boxing him out. Then you're like, oh, now I got pool nose. I got water in my sinuses.
I still feel bad because I was being a douche and I hung on the rim. And as soon as I did, I knew it was wrong. And Skip was like, please don't do
this. Please don't do
this. Please don't break my basketball hoop. You selfish person. I'm like, guys, look at me.
Hey, want some fun facts?
Yeah, it's been a while.
A&W tried to one-up McDonald's in the 1980s by selling a third-pound burger, but it flopped. Kind of goes back to our last discussion. Because Americans didn't realize that the third was bigger than a quarter pounder.
There you go.
There you go.
Let them vote on their phones.
But let's vote. Let's vote for something.
Yeah, let's just sign them up.
In early drafts of Star Wars, Yoda had a first name. Anyone know it?
Jim.
Yoda?
Yoda had a first name.
What was it? His name was Tyler.
Jim Yoda.
Minch, M-I-N-C-H.
That feels
Minch,
a little
Minch Yoda.
Feels a little what?
I don't know.
I think they made the right move there.
Yeah.
Are you sure that wasn't Spaceballs that they were going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see John Wick 3?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
I saw the reviews that it's many people saying it's the best one yet.
Did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
I did.
And?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm glad that. I guess after the week before that, it was an okay ending.
It made sense.
But if I jump from 4 weeks ago to now, I'm kind of mad.
I'm with you, but the way the character, we'll talk off the air.
Yeah, all right. Spoiler.
So I was mad after The Sopranos. Like, I've come to terms with it.
Yeah.
That ending pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you angry last night at 8:20 or 9:20, whatever it was?
No, I wouldn't call angry. I'd say a little bit disappointed.
Disappointed.
But
that's worse.
Here's what would have been probably maybe angry if I had watched the last two episodes back to back. In other words, I didn't get to see that one episode. I don't know what happens. Don't tell me. And then I watch them both back to back, going from where we were. But the episode before did kind of make me angry. You just build it up, and everybody's going to be mad at me. It's a mild spoiler, but the character many people liked best spent however many episodes are in 8 seasons being the good guy and the bad guy.
So you didn't feel like, this is very brave and realistic the way humans are.
I don't watch TV for that. But
it's
a good point.
Minch.
It's a good point, and it's in her genetics. If you want to talk realism, it's in her genetics to have been that way.
Minch, I am.
But,
call me Minch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.